Hey, you guys, it's your girl Charisse Rose, and you are tuned in to the Hot Spot Lounge. Mwah!
Ask yourself one question. If you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? That's some deep shit right there. A lot of pressure. How would you handle it? Mace, what would you do?
Yo, I'd turn out all the hoes instead of a sexual. Smack, can see the niggas right off the pedestal. I even look for my dad that I never knew. To show him how I look in my Beretta too. I do good shit like take kids from the ghetto. Show them what they can have if they never settle. Take every white kid from high class level. Show them what Christmas like growing up in the ghetto. Teach niggas how to spend, stash the rest. Give blunts to the niggas under massive stress. Give every bum on the street cash to invest. And hope Harlem World blow up in my last request.
If I had 24 hours to kick the bucket, fuck it. I'd probably eat some fried chicken and drink a Nantucket. Then go get a job from Branson and make sure I leave my mother the money to take care of grandson. Load the 3-power, hop into Eddie Bauer and go give all 6 to that poppy that sold me flour. Get a fresh baldy, make a few calls, shop at the mall, shoot a little ball. Have all of my bitches in one telly at the same time. Spread it out on different floors and I'm gonna play lotto. For what? Even though I ain't gonna be here tomorrow. So
you know, when I was close to the ledge, I'd probably be in the wedge. With this bad Spanish mommy playing between my legs. Then I'm off to get choked and smoke one of them dreads. And get that bitch from 89 and gave us up to the feds. Thought a mama, wrote her a note, we ain't close. I hate a boyfriend, so I put one in his throat. Fuck around and sniff an ounce of raw. Bust the four, pause, pull out my dick and take a piss on the floor. Jump in the whip, get them cats I wanted to get. Since the tavern on the green robbery in 86. Went home, took a shower in ice cold water. And spent my last hours with my son and my daughter.
You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die?
If I had 24, nigga gotta get the roll. Run all in Poppy spot, put one in his head at the door. For the times that I paid for 20 and he gave me 12. Velvet 8 had to be baking soda by itself. So Poppy, fuck you, you dead now. I'm off to the bank with those bricks in the book bag and a stolen Jag I just grabbed. Run in there, grab the bank teller with the pretty face. Fuck in the safe to have her take me to my place. We'll make a kid, but that's selfish and that'd be bad for my son to have the same shit as Pops just had. And when I'm down to 23, I'ma be strapped with TNT. Run up in City Hall and take the judges with me.
24 hours to live, I probably die on the 5th. Running the station, squeezing the end. I'll be waiting to get the hell and bust down Satan. Styles on the shit and I got spots vacant. Back to the 24, I make it out the precinct. Shooting niggas that I hate and they face while I eating. I'm on the job robbing every so-called don. Give the money to my mom and tell her that I'm gone. I would school my little brother that niggas mean I'm harm. You should learn to tell a future without reading palms. When they coming with the bullets, you prepared with the bomb. So fuck being violent, get stocks and bonds.
24 left until my death. So I'm gonna waste a lot of lives, but I'll cherish every breath. I know exactly where I'm going, but I'ma send you there first. And with the shit that I'll be doing, I'ma send you there first. I've been living with a curse, and now it's all about to end. But before I go, say hello to my little friend. But I got to make it right, reconcile with my mother. Try to explain to my son, tell my girl I love her. See, four up under the coat, snatch up my dog. Turn like three villains on Wall Street into a fog. Out with a bang, you will remember my name. I wanted to live forever, but this was a fame.
If you had 24 hours to live, just think.
Yo, 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 what's going on, people? This your boy, C Boogie. This the Hot Spot Lounge. I'm in the spot by myself. You know, I do that once in a while. But look, I got Ava Devine in the house, so we good. I want to say RIP to my man, Black Rob. Lost another legend. DMX was on that thing, too. RIP, still RIP to DMX. You know what I'm saying? But damn, we back to back like that. We losing them. We going to live through y'all, though, man. We going to live for y'all. Y'all left a great legacy down here. So, With that being said, what's going on? What's up with everybody, man? We got Ava Devine in the house. This has been a long time coming. She's a legend, an icon. What's some more good words? Legend, icon? Give me some. An all-star? What's another good one? Origin? I don't know. I ain't gonna say the origin. She ain't the originator. But... But yeah, we got Ava Devine in the house. But before, I'm gonna let her get herself together. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get her the goat. Yeah, that's a good term. The goat. There we go. can't believe y'all pulled this one off. Yeah, we did it, man. We got Ava Devine in the house. I'm going to give her a second to get herself together. So I'm going to talk to y'all for about 2-3 minutes. Just give me 2-3 minutes to holler at y'all. Give me 2-3 minutes to holler at y'all. Then we're going to go right to Ava Devine. I'm going to ask all the questions y'all want to know. Before we get to Ava Devine, I'm going to... Everybody, like, y'all can't do it, but I'm going to tell y'all my first time seeing Ava Devine. And what I thought about when I seen Ava Devine. The first time I saw Ava Devine, the first movie of Ava Devine's that I saw was the man delivering the pizza. Yeah, he was delivering the pizza, and she was like, what? I didn't ask for a cheese pizza. I wanted sausage. He said, I got that sausage for you right here. And she went to work. And when I say she went to work, and I fell in love right there. Right after that scene, I saw the MILF scene where she was the hot mother and she slept with her son's friend. Son's friend, yeah. That was a good one. But my favorite one, see that pizza one's one of my favorite ones. My other favorite one is that night, Midnight Proud, where she was just, I don't know if this is real. I gotta ask her if this is real. When she was just going to random guys and just doing all type of sexual acts, like she saw a guy outside a sex toy store. Went crazy on him, went inside the movie theater, other thing, and went crazy on them. And I got asked, is that real? Let me see what everybody's saying in here. The pizza by the back door. Yeah, when the dude brought the pizza to the back door, that was my favorite. That's my first and one of my favorite scenes from Ms. Ava Devine. My first one I saw and one of my favorite ones, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, the Midnight Proud one, her and Roman. Was mad crazy too, yeah. All her ones with Sarah J. I like the ones with Sarah J too. I like all her movies with Sarah J. They got chemistry. They a good combo. I like that. What's some of y'all favorite scenes? I see some of y'all saying Sarah J and Ava Devine the fishnets when they was in the bathtub. I remember that one. That was a good one. I don't think I ever saw a bad Ava Devine scene. Ava Devine is the most. I don't want to be disrespectful, but the most nastiest. That ain't disrespectful. That's accurate. All right. The most nastiest adult entertainer I've ever seen. Like, and I love it. I love it with all my heart. I love it. And I appreciate Ms. Ava Devine for being the nasty porn star that she is. You know what I mean? All respect. The one where she sleeps with her son's friend. Yeah, I like that one. Bang Bust the Hitchhiker. Yeah, she lit. Yeah, that's what I like. She looked like she enjoys every scene, like it's not a job. Like she actually enjoying what she's doing. You know how we have some people come on here and they'll say, oh, I was faking it. It was for the check. And I never orgasmed on scene. And Miss Ava Devine looks like she having fun all the time. Like she's having fun and just getting paid for it. And that's what I like. You know what I mean? Her and Rico was a cool one. I think she was like, her husband was beating her or something, and Rico came to save the day or something like that. That was a good one. You know what I'm saying? Sarah J. Devine when they was cops. Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm gonna give Ava Devine one more minute. You know what I mean? Because they told me that she said she wanted a couple minutes to get herself together. So I'm gonna give her one more minute. You know what I mean? Then we're gonna go right to Miss Ava Devine. So Miss Ava, I hope you're ready. I'm gonna give you one more minute. 2 minutes. I'm gonna be generous. I'm going to give her 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Ava Devine, the one with the black ink. That was the one she did. The yellow thong. She did Prince. Yeah, all of them was good. Them was good. Her and Shane. She's ready. All right, Miss Ava Devine's ready, y'all. Are y'all ready for Miss Ava Devine, the icon, the legend, the GOAT? You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into all the hard-hitting questions. I hope she's ready. So we're going to write to Ava Devine. I hope y'all ready. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all ready. Got my questions right. My professional voice. Hey, there she go, Miss Ava Devine. Give a round of applause. Yes, look, it's just me today. Usually I have a co-host here, but it's just me today. So I hope you can just bear with me tonight and work with me.
No, I'm excited. It's just you and I, baby.
Oh, don't talk to me like that. Don't talk. Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time, baby. Oh, she over there. Okay, all right. So, I don't know if you ever seen the show, but we ask all the hard-hitting questions, all the tough questions. I hope you're ready.
Ready.
None of that. None of that over here. All positive vibes. That's all we about. Let's go. Okay. So I'm going to start off easy. Tell everybody where you from, Ms. Ava Divine.
I'm originally from Strong Island, New York.
Mm, okay.
I'm a Long Island girl.
A New Yorker. Okay.
30 years.
Oh, okay. All right. So growing up in Long Island, how was that? How was your community? Was it predominantly one way, or how was your community growing up?
The community was great. You know, I was in the 80s, it was very odd because I discovered a lot of racism. There wasn't that many Asian cultures, or a lot of people didn't know about the Asian culture, so I was like teased and taunted for being Asian.
Okay.
It was a little tough, but I had a group of great friends, and I had great support, and my family was very loving, so everything worked out well. I just had a tough time. But then, when I went through puberty, all those motherfuckers making fun of me were like chasing me around with their fucking dick card on.
That was you? My engineer said it was him that was chasing you around. My engineer said it was him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what actually is your nationality? Are you all Asian? Are you mixed with something?
I'm Chinese and Italian.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good combination right there. I like that.
Yeah. Friends are here at Bombshell De Janeiro, Anthony.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you this. You growing up in Long Island.
Yeah.
All right. Now I got it. I'm going to ask the tough questions. When did you lose your virginity?
Ooh, that's not tough. I wanted to leave the sooner, but I was 12 years old, and I was going to lose it, and I had morals. I was like, he has to have a condom. And I did, so I didn't lose my virginity at 12. I did at 13.
You wanted to lose it at 12, but you lost it at 13.
Look, all my friends were losing at like 11, 12.
11. Okay. So you wasn't scared at all when at 13, you wasn't scared at all of losing it.
Bring it on.
That's what I like to hear. That's why I love her. This is why I love her.
I come out swinging.
Yeah. You know, yeah, hell yeah.
I just come out swinging.
Right, hell yeah. All right, so you lose it at 13. How was it? How was your first experience?
It was rough. You know, my hymen was broken, so I bled. But it was, you know, a little painful, but it was really interesting because it was interesting. You know, it was like that pain and pleasure.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, thin line, that pain and pleasure.
Right. I know exactly. So after you lose your virginity, how is your attitude now? Are you like open now? All you want to do is have sex?
I'm like, I want more. I want more. Let's do more. Let's try it in my ass. Let's try it down my throat. Let's try it everywhere.
We got a winner, y'all.
that was like the open Pandora's box. I was like nuts.
So now you wide open. Like, how are you fulfilling these fantasies and dreams? Are you having sex a lot now, or are you just thinking about sex a lot?
I'm thinking about sex a lot. Then I met this guy that is a steroid freak. Testosterone levels were very high, and he was a bit older than me, and he wanted to experiment with a lot of things, all about it.
You was with everything. Everything he wanted to do, you wanted to do.
Yeah, his testosterone levels were so high. I mean, we would like fist fight half the time. It was in every way.
Right. So were you in high school and stuff, are you thinking like you're going to enter the adult industry or already you thinking that? Or are you have other things in plan?
Well, bizarrely enough, when I was 5 years old, I asked my cousins, I go, they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I sexiest thing you can be. I don't know how you got sexy or whatever.
Yeah.
A Playboy bunny. I was like, that.
You wanted to be a Playboy bunny when you was growing up.
Yeah. Like how softcore they were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're very softcore.
It was cute when I was five.
So when you, I saw that you got into like sex working early. How early did you get into sex work?
I got into sex work at the age of 18. What happened was I met a girl. I was working at this handbag store. And I met this lady that was an old-time hooker.
Mm.
And she had a pimp and everything, old school. And she was telling me about the game. And I was so intrigued because she's like, girl, you have so much money. You're like natural slut.
Right.
You lit in the game. So I was like really nervous. So I said, okay, let me start out as a phone girl at court service. So I got a job as a phone girl. I want to, you know, see how everything worked out. The call girls and everything. And owner of the court services, he would like fool around and hang out one guy from another. Like, you need to get out. Yes, daddy.
Yeah. So look, hey, so you was a phone call girl. Let me hear a conversation you would give to a guy.
Ring, ring. I'd be like, hello, this is, I'd say, how can I help you? And they would say, I'm looking for Kai to come over tonight at Bally's Hotel.
Right.
Oh, great. Kai's on her way. There's a 150 service charge, and she'll be there in 15 minutes, because all the call girls were, like, around the strip.
Uh-huh.
In Vegas. And so I would get, okay, they would call for a girl in the ad named Kai. So I'd get an Asian girl of what would look like Kai,
right,
or whoever was available, and I'd send them over there.
Right.
So they'd pick up the agency fee, $150, and they'd work for tips.
Okay. All right.
You know, to get nude, that just covers the $150.
Gotcha.
Else they have to pay extra.
Okay.
So the girl would hustle the tip from there. And that was all I did. And the girl would come back with the drop. We called it the service fee.
Mm.
They'd drop, and then they would tip me out of it.
Mm.
But so the more they tip me, the more because I get to call on whoever I want.
Okay.
The phone girl, you got power.
Right. So then you switch from the phone girl to being the actual call girl.
Yeah. One of the owners at the service was like, you need to get. And I was like, you want me to? All right. It's another experience. My belt, let's do it.
Got you. So once you out there as a call girl, are you enjoying this now? Are you really enjoying it, or are you trying to find another avenue to get out?
No,
you loved it.
I fell in love every fucking hour.
Yes.
Every hour on it. I saw someone, I'd run back and I'm in love. That was my boyfriend.
Yes. I'm in love with you, Ava Devine. I'm in love with you right now.
But I treated every client like a boyfriend. And I'm very personable, and I love the sexuality.
Mentally.
Yes, I love the mental aspect. So I like to fuck the brain as well as the dick.
Mm.
You know, so I get your brain. So I'm like, tell me, or, you know, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they have a hard on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so they would just be open about whatever, and understand, be empathetic, and like
right. So when you in this line of field, in this line of field or whatever, when you in this business, are you, how do you look at men? Are you looking at men just as dollar signs? Do you still think you could be in a relationship with guys? Are you just looking at guys like tricks, or are you?
No, I love men. I
Got you, got you.
Sometimes I would say, oh, you know, I'd see a wedding band on or whatever, but then, oh, you know what, who am I to, right. Who am I their inventory when I'm here for serve?
Right, right. Being, you say that you love men. Did you ever experience with women before?
I love, yes, lots of girlfriends. I had lesbian relationships. Oh. I'm just a sexual dynamo, you know. Oh, I'm all about everything. So I don't really look at what's between the person's legs. I just look at the chemistry.
Right, right, right. What type of females are you into? Let me ask you that.
Okay, originally I love butchies. Okay. I want a girl that walks like a dude, smells like a dude, acts like. But now I just love all. Like, you know, the more mature, older I get, the more I like the connection, the commonality. Like, I need to identify with people and get them on some level. You know, first it was like, oh, I only want butch girls, ones that are tough. Girl with curvy boobs and ass, because we have this incredible chemistry, you know?
Right, right. What's your favorite body part on a female?
I was a boob fan.
Right.
Now I'm a butt connoisseur. I love that.
Connoisseur.
I will sit on Instagram for hours looking at girls' asses and then go, how the fuck did 2 hours pass? All day.
I find myself doing the same thing. I do the same shit.
Ass.
Yeah. What type of ass do you like, though? Do you like a nice
big, fat, juicy?
Yeah, you're definitely my twin. Yeah.
Bigger.
Yeah, we definitely got a connection now, because that's how I like, big and juicy. Big, yeah, juicy big, ass.
I mean, I think cellulite's gorgeous. I think rolls are gorgeous. I think the more mass, the better.
So you like big? You like big women? You like big women?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dick. Like, I like a big meaty ass.
We had a connection, Miss Ava Devine. But all right. So once you went to the escorting business, what did you transition to next?
Okay, so I went backwards. Then I went to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I walked into the strip club, I was like, holy shit, there's men everywhere, all stuck in one room.
Mm-hmm.
I had a field day.
You loved that.
I loved it, but I didn't understand the strip club mentality.
Okay. What's the strip? No. Help me understand it. What's the strip club mentality?
It's dance, and you get paid for your dances.
Right.
I'm from the streets, call girl.
So you think you're supposed to fuck?
Yeah, I look around the VIP room and I'm like, there's nobody in here. Give me 300 more, I'll get you off.
Oh.
Yes.
We have a winner, man. She's a winner.
But at the same time, that's not what a strip club's about. I know, I like that. I want that.
Right.
But, you know, in all fairness, you know, I should have kept it in the streets, but I brought it to the club.
So did that get you in trouble, doing that in the club?
Girls would be like, first of all, guys are not shy, like I explained. And when they're coming, some scream on the top of their fucking lungs. I gotta, like, dump it in their mouth, shut them up. No, I was not molested, whoever asked me that question. No, not fine. I have no recollection unless it, but, so anyway, yeah, and
what's maybe one of the craziest stories you had from your strip club days?
There's so many. Well, there was a bachelor party one day, and I remember I got one of the guys off, and I just waited in the back in the VIP room, and he sent 20 of his friends back to back to back to back. So I was just sitting there jack and dick for 20 guys in a row, just, you know, like. Songs for $100. You know?
Yeah.
Like, three songs, I'd get another guy. And yeah, so that was pretty crazy because I remember I would just sit in the VIP room and, like, let them come to me. I'd wait.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm on my way.
Yes.
So, before we get into the adult industry, what were you doing outside in your regular sex life? Because you've done some crazy things on camera.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm all excited.
Come on. Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you
off. Nah. You know where I was going with it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So you love the Midnight Prowl. I love the Midnight Prowl because I am the Midnight Prowl.
So you do that in your regular life?
Yes. I learned how to go to adult bookstores. First of all, I had, at 18, I moved out into a house of six gay guys, and they schooled me and they taught me a lot about sex. Mm. And they took me to an adult bookstore, and we were all like going in the little booths. The floors were sticky, and you like the glory holes. You suck dick there, and you jerked it. It's just guys on guys, you know. And I went.
So those glory holes have guys on the other end of them.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad I never visited that. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, but then again, I'm on the other end too. So.
But you said it's usually guys though. All right, go ahead, Ms. Ava.
You stay.
Go ahead. All right, so you're saying the gay guys, they taught you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I picked up a guy at the adult bookstore. They were all pissed off at me, but I was the one that got laid with this bisexual guy. And so I learned about the point of my story. I'm like, where am I going with this? Okay, the point of the story. I learned that at the adult bookstores, guys are there to get off, and they're usually there for other guys to get them off. But occasionally, you'll go and you'll get some horny guys or whatever that want either or. They don't. And so there I am. So Midnight Prowl, they were like, "This is what we're gonna do." I'm like, "Been there, done that. Do it again."
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you remember that
I was 18.
You was 18 when you did it? Oh, God. All right. So you remember that Midnight Prowl scene. You remember that night. So all that's real. Like, you really was going to random guys, or was that set up?
No, the guys at the hotel, one had like a huge dick.
I remember you telling him that. I'm not gonna say he had one, but I remember you telling him that. Yeah, he's like a truck driver.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
I just remember it was in some hotel.
Mm-hmm. So he was really a random guy.
Totally random. That's why, like, when he whipped out his dick, we were like, the whole crew that was filming this were like, jackpot. I was like, whoa, we loved it.
Like, where are these things filmed at? I need to get caught in these places. Yeah. I missed out. I really missed out.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you go from stripping. How did you get into the adult industry? How did you do that? Adult film.
Okay. Well, I was a stripper, you know, but I was the happy ending. And I met this guy that I took in the back room, and he's like,
Yo, so you got into it when you was 28. That's a little late to get into. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So before you got into porn, were you a porn fan? Was you watching porn?
You know what? I never did.
Huh? You never watched porn before?
Okay, so this is what happened. I was a party girl. I used to do a lot of math.
Mm-hmm.
And a boyfriend that would do so much coke, and he would fucking want to jerk off the porn all the time. I'm like, you porn, I'm twisted shit. You know, like, I want to see, like, crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
We would get, like, weird porn, like, and it was, like, fun, but I never really got into porn, you know, because I was, I'll be honest, you guys are interviewed.
Right.
I was very sure and very of women.
You were jealous of women.
Yeah, so I didn't want to watch these beautiful, and you know, coming from the 90s, Finn was in, and Blonde was in, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that was the stereotypical look that I was jealous of.
Mm.
So, because I was totally opposite, you know, I was curvy, he's an Italian, I'm not these figure blue-eyed girls with bolt-on tits and, you know, like bony leg.
Right.
Making curvy. So very envious of these girls. Watch that fact that I felt I couldn't live up to these girls.
Right.
So I felt very inadequate watching porn.
Right.
But I've always admired
them. You always admired them, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Envious of joy because I was so full of envy.
Right, right. I've seen previous interviews. I mean, the movies I've seen you in, you had so much confidence in, you looked like you was, but I've seen the interviews you said that you actually needed help to get that confidence, like you've been to therapy to actually get confidence. Like, explain why, like, how, why did you?
Okay, this is from what I've understood through all the work when I was young, you know, like I was explained in Long Island, New York, I was haunted as an Italian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't accepted in Asia, wasn't accepted by the Italian, really, you know, so it was just, I felt like I never fit in.
Right.
So, you know, growing up in the 70s, 80s, is, you know, I'm 47, so that was 70s, 80s. The iconic women or the role model were black girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right.
I was like, why don't I like that? Every TV show, every Barbie doll was a blonde, white girl.
Right.
I just never felt live up to that because I'm Chinese Italian. I'm odd. Everyone laughed.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I always felt inadequate. So I had to do a lot of 12-step work, came from the drug wall, and dig and understand that all these coming from a little girl, you know, and my point today is that I hold on to as like a little child.
Right.
And I let go because all the people that tease me and talk sick, and you know, I can't get mad at missing kids, you know, they learned from parents or whatever it may be that they were
No. That was great. That was great. That explained a lot. So, your first scene, do you remember who it was with?
Yes.
Who was with?
First scene, I think it was with Brittany Starr and her husband and some guy, Eric.
Some guy, Eric.
Yeah. Great. Like a beer can cock, so he was great. And fun experience. I had a blast, but I did think that I was thinking this shit reminds me of a trick that's trying to work me. Because they wanted all these different positions, you know, and for escorting, you're only in an hour. And when you work for an escort, the minute they pop, you're like, you know?
Right.
But for porn, you gotta get different positions, like riding reverse for 5 minutes, then cowgirl for 5, then missionary for 5-10 minutes, then doggy for 5. So it's odd, you know? Like, fucking trick that's trying to work me. Kind of like this harder and more ridiculous than a custom.
Right.
I didn't think of the long term goal is that it's free advertising. You know, it gets out there. So, you know, when I'm griping about the means of doing porn, in all actuality, I'm really saying thank you for just starring me. Because right. Now, getting out there, so I don't know where I went, but it was a great experience.
Right. So after your first scene, you said it was a great experience. So now, are you like, yeah, this is what I want to do, or are you having any reservations about continuing to do it?
No, I was like, give me more.
That's what I like to hear. That's my girl. Yeah. Right there.
Well. Get tested and you get to have bareback sex. I mean,
what's better than that?
Box, yeah. I'm like, where do I sign more?
Yeah, hell yeah. I like the sound of that. So, were you in a relationship at any point when you was in the industry?
Here and there, I had like little boyfriends. Nothing scary.
Did you ever fall for a co-star? Good kid, you gotta tell us the truth. You gotta tell us the truth, Miss. You did?
Yeah, I did. Up with the co-star.
You can tell us who it is?
Well, I'm just gonna say he was German and he had a big cock.
He was German with a big cock. Well, that narrows it down, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, it was just a little short little affair, you know. It was nice because it was like we understood each other and we were in the business together.
Okay.
You know, it was nice.
Have you ever had a partner that couldn't deal with what you did for a living?
Tons
of them. Like, did you ever think about compromising what you did to please them, or you just like, if you can't deal with it, so be it.
You can't obey it.
That sounds about right. You gotta get your money.
Yeah, because you know what? It felt like you met me way, and I'm not ready to stop. And if you stop, I'm gonna resent out of you, and it's gonna get me. So just you need it back.
Right. Gotcha. So, is there anything in your private life that you want to do on camera, or vice versa?
Is there anything in my life that I won't do?
Anything in your private life that you wouldn't do on camera, or vice versa? Anything?
No.
And nothing. So everything's a go.
Yes, if I could do it behind closed doors, why not? I'm very sexually expressive. So, well, if I could do it behind closed doors, why can't I do it on camera?
I know that. Hell yeah, I know that's right. So, what's the Tell me one of the craziest things you've done off camera. One of the craziest nights of sexual experiences you had off camera. I know you've probably done some nasty, dirty things, Miss Ava Devine. You have
okay.
some.
You talk about on here. I had a client that was 80 years old, and he was very bi.
He's very bi.
Was we would suck dick together.
Face saying, give me that dick. Oh man, you can't make that up. There's no.
No, and a lot of people will know Mr. Anderson. He's in like what? I guess they did a documentary on me, and he was in the back.
My man was in a documentary. Mr. Anderson.
But let me tell you something about Mr. Anderson. He loved all. He never discriminated. He was like, oh no, they're not good enough, or they're not pretty enough, or they're not big enough. He loved all.
He went, oh, he liked all the day. All of them.
All. I like that because I can relate with that. Like, I see beauty in everything.
Yeah, I got you. I get that from you. What I was about to say. All right, so I got to ask you. You've done plenty of movies, ton of movies, tons of them. I know this might be a hard question, but what is your favorite scene that you did?
That is so hard. You know what? I watched any of the scene.
You never watched the scene you did?
No.
Why not?
Because I am so critical that if I watch it, and I will critique myself to the point where if I shoot another video, I'm going to be like stiff and quiet. I won't say anything or do anything because I'll be so conscious watching it. So I don't know what's the best scene I've ever done because they were all so much fun. Mm-hmm. And the scene brought something different to the table because, like I said, I like to fuck the mind. And had a different scenario. It was like always something new and dream or
right. But I know, like, even like doing interviews and stuff, after you do an interview, you know, like, when it was a good interview, you had that feeling like, oh, this was a good one. You never after a movie like, yeah, that's the one, that was a good one.
No, because I have so much fun.
I believe it. Yeah,
I always walk away, and of course, because here I'll go, oh, I don't know. But I had fun making it.
Right.
That's all that matters.
I got you. Yeah, I believe it too. Cause you look like you had so much fun in your movie. So yeah, I definitely believe that. Can I ask you about certain scenes, and you can tell me? All right.
Anything you want.
Don't. Why is she talking to me like this? You want me? You know I want you. So all right, we talked about the Night Prowl scene. Pizza guy scene where he knocks on your back door and your husband's not home. He says, "You just a cheese pizza." You said, "No, I want Italian sausages." So I got sausages right here for you. Do you remember that scene?
I do remember that.
Was that an enjoyable scene? Like, did you enjoy doing that scene?
That was a great scene, and that I remember the director. Was the first one ever into my ass.
Hold on, you say he put a fist in your ass?
Yeah, after the scene.
After the scene, he put a fist in your ass. How did y'all get to that point where he says he's the director and it's the scene is over and he says, hey, It looked like you get a fist in your ass. Like, how did that go about? How did he go about doing that?
It went something like, we were just talking about anal, and I love anal, and, like, I'd never had a fist in my ass. I'm so excited. And he was like, oh, wow. Like, oh, wow. And it would hurt so good.
Right. So once you put that fist in your ass, how did that feel? Did you enjoy it, or was it painful?
There's a threshold of pain, like we were talking. It's a fine line between pain and pleasure. Mm-hmm. It's going, it's painful, but then once you get it in, pain past the threshold, it feels good.
So you just gotta get through that initial pain.
Gotta push through.
I like the side of that, Miss Ava. So, all right, another scene. I see people in here commenting about the. You remember the hitchhiking scene in the van? All right. So, like, to prepare for a scene like that, how do you prepare for, like, you know, it's going to be multiple guys? Do you have to mentally get prepared for that, or you just, it doesn't matter?
No, for me, the only questions I would ever ask my agent that night is it anal, and what time do I have to be?
I don't
even want to know who my people I'm working with.
Right.
I don't who I'm working with be a surprise Christmas. Gotcha. You know, it's like open the pack, like, yay, wow. Because then if I know who I'm going to work with, I'm going to either do research on the scenes or have expectations, mm-hmm. or what. So I just go there. I don't know who I'm working with or how many people work. I just want to show up and game on.
I understand that. Do you prepare for anal any type of way, or that?
Yes.
What's the preparations for that?
Okay. I take a big water bag and I usually pass out for about 45 minutes. Hour until I'm fully clean,
right.
And then I am so. Then it's a party. everyone jumped in.
It's a party and everybody's invited. I like the sound of that. All right, so you've done a lot of MILF scenes, also a lot of. I think that's kind of like your thing right there, the MILF thing.
Yes.
When was that idea first presented to you, and how did you receive that? Was you offended a little bit to take the MILF scene, or?
Because, like, for me, when, you know, I was 28, I business, and told me, you know, I'm a little too old, you know, whatever, and I was, you know what, I could run circles around, you know, girl, throw it over.
Mm-hmm.
You want to think I'm too old? That I know my worth. And I kept saying that, even though, no, you're not thin enough. No, you're down lots of times. They didn't put me in a scene any time. It really hurt me, you know, when I started out. And I was like, can I even do this? Like, is this, you know, like, am I, are they... me up and doing me up and yeah.
Right.
For some reason I was fuck this. I'm gonna stick it out. I'm gonna do. I am a full uniform and I'm gonna continue and I'm love sex. So I'm gonna showcase the world. That's my goal.
Right.
You know. So when they were like, "Oh, you're too old, you're too fat, you're," I let it go one ear. It hurt my feet. Moment, but then I was like, it is what it is. You want to call me milk? You want to call me old? Whatever. Let's go. I'm here to fuck. What's your...
Right.
And then, you want to pay me for the... as long as you're paying me, you can call me anything. But if it's for free...
Right. I hear that. I understand that. Gotta ask you about one more scene. You had a scene with Rico Strong and Wesley Pipes. I don't know if you know their names, but
I love them.
okay. All right. You had it. And this scene, I don't know what you did with your asshole, Miss Ava Devine. It went inside out or something. What is that? Tell me what happens with what happens.
So, it's called an anal prolapse.
And bro, you heard it?
It happens is when, for me, I believe, when you do some enemas and I double anal it and all that, it loosens up your inside. No, but my sphincter is very strong. My asshole is really strong. It crushes.
You got bad service.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hey, we're going to leave and come right back, Miss Ava.
Okay.
We got a little bad service here.
Okay.
All right. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
All right. Phone by the way. Sounds bad anyway. Is hers. Hopefully you got him to come back. Need 200 followers on. Once you get people like this, they're gonna get all these followers. And we're back, just like that. We got Miss Ava Devine in the house, giving a great interview. I know the audio is going in and out a little bit, but if you was listening, you'd be able to hear what she was saying. So, all that complaining about the audio, y'all can shut up and just listen. You know what I mean? Just listen. You're doing too much complaining. Listen. The audio was just a little bad, but it wasn't bad enough to you couldn't hear. I understood everything she was saying. Just pay attention. And she's giving a great interview. I'm loving Miss Ava Devine right now. She's so damn sexy, so damn nasty. Damn you nasty, Miss Ava Devine. But guess what? I like it. You know what I mean? If she ain't here, you'll see good. How you living, bro? I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing, man? Thank you for asking how I'm doing. I like that, because most people come in here, where's Ava Devine? Where's such and such? Nobody asking about my well-being. You know what I mean? I might follow you for that. Thank you, but I'm doing good. You know what I mean? I'm doing great. I watched some basketball today. Oh, Miss Ava's here. Okay. She said, I'm here. Shut up. Stop talking. Get to Miss Ava Devine. Hold on, guys. Hey, we're going to leave and come right back, y'all. I don't know what's going on with this phone. I'm going to come back in 2 seconds, y'all, because it's not letting me send a request. Hold on. Why is she not able to join? All right. We're coming right back, y'all. let's try this again. He won't let me send a request. She did it, didn't that? Oh, there you go. Boom. There you go. All right. So, we was talking about the, what type of asshole? Prolapse. We talk about the prolapse asshole. So get back into explaining that.
Okay, so my sphincter is very strong. My ass, the ring on your ass.
Ring on the asshole is strong. Okay.
Very strong. Great news.
It says great news. When did you come to realize that you had a strong asshole like that?
Well, you know, I can clamp down on a dick. You know, I can. It's like I'm doing Kegel with my pussy, but my asshole just clamp. Like the muscle just keeps going, like throbbing.
Right, right. So when you was in the scene with Rico Strong and Wesley Price, did you know you was gonna do that, or did
yes,
that? You said they asked for you to do that?
Yeah, the directors asked for me to do that.
So you had to clean out your ass, like, real good. Like.
Yeah, which I always do. I would do it in the morning.
Right, right. So, like, working with somebody like Wesley Pipes, right? He talks a lot of shit. And you talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, we met. We were together.
Yeah, you got one of my other favorite scenes with you was, like, a gangbang scene with him. Byron Long and some other no name guys, but the main people was Wesley Pipes and Byron Long. Did you have fun doing? Well, you say you had fun in every scene.
Every scene I do.
Right.
There's a time where I'm like, oh, that sucked.
You never felt like never had a bad time. Have you ever been on a set and something was so awkward that you had to leave, or never?
Yeah.
You're a pretty easygoing person.
Yeah, right? I'm here to fuck, so I'm down. I'm here to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, we have a segment on the show. It's called This or That. So I'm going to give you two options. You got to pick which one you prefer.
Okay.
All right. So this one's going to be a hard one, the first one. Sarah J or Sexy Vanessa?
Sarah J.
Oh, Sarah J, okay. Gang bang or girl on girl? We're giving the tough ones.
I'm gonna say that's tough, but I'm gonna say gang bang.
Gang bang. Who would you want in your perfect gang bang? Give me three. Just three guys. Cause I'm not even a gang bang, but three guys. Your perfect gang bang.
Sea Boogie.
Hey, I'm about to. Hey, listen, I'm going to be in your DMs later. So you just, you wait right there. You wait right there. All right. So, would you rather suck your man's feet or lick his ass?
Lick his ass.
Everybody's always pick lick ass. Why would you rather lick somebody's ass over suck their feet?
I know. I love them balls. I'll do it balls. I'll lick grab the
That's my type of girl right there. I love her. I love it. All right. Black dick or white cock?
That's a tough one. Yeah, you know.
What mood are you in tonight? What mood are you into right now? You said what?
Hot chocolate.
Hey, you got to pop my collar on there. All right. Naughty America or Browsers?
That's tough, too.
They all gonna be tough.
Yeah, I think a little bit raunchy.
Browsers a little raunchy? Got
yeah.
It. All right. Jack Nipper, I think that's how you say his name, or Mandingo?
That's a tough one, too. I'm gonna say Jack Napier.
Okay, all right. Porn star sex? Passionate love making. This is the last one.
Mostly porn.
All right, so.
I want to choke and gag on a dick.
God.
You talking my language. She's really talking my
language.
Yeah, this is my love language. This is my love language. Oh, she rubbed the teeth. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, all right. If somebody was to see you out in the streets, Ms. Ava Devine, what is the best way to approach you without being disrespectful?
Just to come up to me. You know, I mean, what is disrespectful? Yo, bitch. Yeah, I don't want to come up to me like that, but I love you, or Ava, but I love you all, because for me, I feel it takes a lot in her, over to you like, or and, you know, say hello to anything.
All right. What if somebody does a fan has a chance to maybe have sex with you?
Always.
She is talking. All right. So if I wanted to have sex with you, how can I approach you?
I would say just whip out the dick.
So come up to you and whip out my dick.
Yes. Because you know what? This is all talk.
Right.
You know, who wants to sit there and bullshit?
No
one. I'm gonna action.
Right. So. I don't think you know what you just did. Hey, you're gonna have a lot of people walking up to you, whipping out their dicks on you. I don't know if you're ready for everybody to back out on you like that. Are you bring it on? You ready for that? Oh my God. Okay. Here we go. All right. Has a co-star ever did something to really, like, gross you out?
No.
Nothing grosses you out. Do you have any turn-offs?
Vomiting.
Okay.
But, like, even if that happens, I would just be like, you know what? They're sick. Like, I'm very understanding.
Yeah.
Like, what can you do to... like, really disgust me. And, like, who am I to judge?
Got you. So, even, you said vomit might turn you off. You've never vomited maybe on a dick before?
Yeah, and no. I vomited, ran to the bathroom and vomited.
You never did it on somebody's dick?
Yeah. Oh,
that's shocking, because I know a lot of females that would let it chunks on the dick. They don't care. Some guys into that.
Yes. Oh, I know lots of guys that are into that.
What's the craziest thing a guy has asked you, Ms. Ava Devine? I know you've got some crazy requests.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it on here.
You can talk about whatever the hell you want to talk, Ms. Ava. Whatever you want to talk about, you can talk about it. You don't have to say names.
No, I'm not going to say names, okay. Of course, but happy to butt fuck them with my strap on. And he was clean. And he wanted to clean it up.
Hold on. He wanted you butt fucking with your strap on. Did you say he wanted to shit on you? And
yes.
And he wanted to clean it up. I got myself into that one. You're right. So, but all right. I got so many questions. Alright, so when this guy shits on you.
Well, he didn't shit on me, he shit on the dildo.
Oh, okay. Oh. So he shits on she fucks him in the ass. He shits on the dildo. And then he cleans it up. What does he clean it up with? Not his mouth. Please don't say his mouth. Please. Oh. This is the craziest interview we've had so far. Hold on. He cleans it up with his mouth, Miss Ava?
Yeah, but at the same time, should we be talking about this? Will it disgust the fans?
No, they don't.
They're not disgusted by anything. The fans love it all. They're not disgusted by anything. Matter of fact, you speaking about the fans, let's go to some of the fan questions, because that's what we're going to do. Cause I don't know how to I don't know how to bounce back from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't go nowhere else with it. Why is it not letting me look at the questions? No, don't do this to me. Damn. Why is this? Somebody asked about what?
OG Mud Bone.
Okay, talk about it.
He's great. I love him.
I don't know why.
With his fake dick.
He had a fake dick?
Well, what they did, it was like Freak of Cox or Cox of Freak or something like that. And they had fake dicks that I had to like suck and fuck. Mm. And then they would squirt fake amount. It would like focus you down.
That's the scene with the with the fake dicks. Okay, I remember now. Yeah, I didn't know his name. The black guy with the he had like a mohawk or something, right? Yeah, I remember.
Sweet, I love him.
All right, yeah, I didn't like that scene. I don't like no fake dicks and stuff. But
it was fun.
Yeah, I got you. Right. What's your favorite position?
Well, to have an orgasm, I like to ride. Mm-hmm. But I like mesh. I want to feel the weight of my partner and out with them.
Okay.
And spread.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Back to the co-stars. Have you had sex with your co-star, any of your co-stars outside of work?
Yes.
Many of them.
Many of them.
I love her.
Scene after in the shower on the floor, all of course.
Right. So, have you orgasmed in every scene? Are you faking it, or is it real when you orgasm?
No, I really can come.
You really can? Can you come from giving head?
No. Okay. Unless I'm rubbing my clit.
Mm.
But I love...
You love giving head, though.
No, yeah, and I love getting my ass fucked.
Oh. Miss Ava, she's with it tonight. You love getting... When did you first have anal? Let me ask you that.
Okay, I was 14.
14 when you first had anal. With the story, y'all tried everything. You did tell me that. Did you love it the first time you did it, or did it take some?
It hurt.
So what made you keep trying it till it eventually became enjoyable?
Because I felt that I love sex so much that I want to enjoy it, so practice makes it perfect.
So you're just gonna keep fucking till you started liking it.
I'm going.
She is the shit. I tell you, Ms. Ava Divine. I wish that the fan questions would pop up, but because I didn't ran through my questions. All right. Let me see what else I got here. All right. Yeah, you do a lot of milk scenes.
Yes.
In your personal life, do you like having sex with younger men?
I would say D, all of the above.
Young, old, it doesn't matter.
It's not matter.
What's the youngest you would have sex with now?
What's the youngest I'll have sex with now?
Yeah.
Legal.
Long, 18.
Yes.
So 18-year-old has a chance with you.
Of course.
What's the oldest?
Well, Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson, that's my name.
Yeah, he's tough. I lost contact with him. I don't know if he passed.
I'm about to say, I don't think he can't be still alive. Was he healthy? He was a healthy 80-year-old man? Like, he was good moving around?
Oh, yeah. He would get on his knees and start sucking.
I didn't mean in that way, though. All right. So listen, we have fans, they write in and they ask me questions, but since I got you here, I'm going to read the letter to you and you can give your opinion on the letter. All right. It says, "Hey guys, love your show. I love the sexual freedom that you guys display without the guilt. I have one question. I'm a old ho, so maybe you can answer this for me. Where do old hoes go if they're not fucking for cash anymore? I mean, they're in the sex service industry, and there comes a point where they hang up their cleats. Where do they go? Do they turn into garden hoes? It's not a new industry, and these jobs have been around probably since the beginning of time. But where do we go? Is there an old ho home? A retirement community for us old hoes? Please help me out. Thank you."
Wow.
And that's a real question. That's a real question.
Okay, my first thought was there's a niche for every.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hang up your hoe cleats yet.
Don't hang them up yet. Don't ever. Yeah. Yeah. I like that answer. Right.
Keep trudging.
So why do you have to stop being a hoe? Yeah, why stop being a hoe? I like that answer.
Up your cleats.
Right. I get it. That's a good answer. That's the same answer I would give. Yeah, don't stop being a hoe. It's never too old to be a hoe.
Never. Don't get that thought out of your head.
Yeah, get that out of here. Yeah. So I noticed that you've came back a little bit. You have an OnlyFans now.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. What can people find on your OnlyFans?
Well, I love interacting with them.
Okay.
With all the fans. I have like this obsession with messaging. I love dirty talking on DMs. So I love interacting
so
with
So I can fans. I can dirty talk after this interview, I can dirty talk with you in the DMs?
Of course.
Okay. Go ahead and go with your OnlyFans. That's what I need.
Yes, fans.com/ApeDivine. What else? I have all new late content, a lot with girls, a lot with hot women. I'm incorporating some boy, girl, girl. I'm doing a girl, girl, girl. I'm just keeping active.
All right, what else, before we get out of here, what else do you got going on? You got your OnlyFans going on?
I just got my OnlyFans going on for now.
Okay.
Pornhub, just hanging out on Instagram, Twitter, and just doing the thing, you know, doing the same old, same old.
Would you ever get back into mainstream porn?
You know what? I think I'm really busy with OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Really like fans whole aspect being independent. So I think I'm gonna just that for a little while.
I know you in such a high demand on the Ava Divine. You probably could really break up a lot of money if you came back to what browsers or not something like that. You never thought about, hey, let me just get this quick cash grab. Come back and give them one last big bang.
Well, you're gonna show girl, girl scene with Gia Durza.
Okay.
And then I got sick the day of, mm-hmm. or the night before. I got real violently ill. I couldn't make it.
Okay.
But I was gonna show Gia Durza, who I adore.
Right, right, right.
Love her.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I love her.
I definitely do. So you're not. So mainstream porn is not ruled out. We still can get.
Yeah, it's not ruled out. But I'm so busy with my only. I run it myself, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like on it all day, every day, shooting content for it, talking, acting with the fans, just being the best that I can be on there because. So great, and they join, just hang out with me. I give them my.
Yeah, yeah. I saw you do some things with this app have the same type of personality. I know y'all would love each other because y'all have the same type of personality. Y'all both loving, carefree people. Y'all both the same type of person. Did y'all shoot content get together? And so was it girl on girl or what type of content? Yeah. Okay.
Girl on girl, and she's amazing. At AVN in 2020, and with her, and I saw her.
Right.
I was like, with this with the black pasties, it's in the ass.
Yeah.
And I love ass. So I fell in love with her. We went out for lunch, like shortly after, and we fell in love. We loved her. We talked all the time. Yeah. Hit her up in a few, like, where's my girl? I just, yesterday, to come to a she's in LA, but yeah, I love her dear.
That's good. Yeah, cause I saw y'all together. She's a friend of the show too. She's a friend of the show. So y'all both had the same type of night, great personalities. Like y'all so lovable. Like y'all. So I knew y'all would like each other. So I can't pull up the fan questions. So we had to do this again before we get out of here. What do you want to tell all your fans and let everybody know?
Just that I love them and I love you guys. See Boogie, this was great. I had lots of fun. I'm seeing some of the questions. I've never shot for big abuse. Would I fuck a fan in public? No, because I just want to get arrested for that. and just to join my OnlyFans.com/AvaDivine, I'm there 24/7, except when I'm asleep. But I'm there. I'm on it. I love you guys. Shooting great, hot, with busty, hot, booty, petite, all kinds of men, ladies, and everyone.
Yes, man. We appreciate you. You are a legend. Nobody ever tells you. We're going to give you your flowers now. You are a legend. You are an icon. You did so many things in this game that would never be done before. You are going to be... You forever cemented your legacy in this industry, and we are so honored and pleased that you came and sat down. I'm honored and pleased that you sat and talked with me. I'm really honored, and I appreciate you coming.
You know what? Someone on OnlyFans said, when are you going to be on the Hotspot Lounge?
Somebody asked you that? Oh, I feel
yeah.
Are
you on there? So that's why I looked you up on Instagram, and behold, you followed me, so we clicked.
That's what's up. Yes. So again, we definitely have to do this again. We appreciate you.
Me and Mystique. Yes. Mystique and I.
That would be dope. Yes, we can do that.
Yeah.
We're gonna do that. So thank you again. Have a great night. And we're gonna keep in touch. We're gonna keep in touch with you.
Of course.
Yes. All right.
Better. The creepier the perfect, the better.
Oh. She's getting a dick pic tonight. She's getting.
Engineer Tech is coming for you.
Have a great night, Miss Ava.
All right. Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You too. Love you too. Appreciate it. All right.